Welcome to Gardening with Lucy. Today we're going to talk about something that really is fun, and that is gardening with children. It can be one of the most delightful things that you can do with your child, whether it be a grandchild, a niece, nephew, your own child, just a neighbor kid. Gardening with children is really, really fun. And that's how it should be. We want to make it a very fun activity for you and the child. There are so many great benefits for children if they learn to garden. It helps them get connected with Mother Nature, which to me is very awesome. These are two of my grandchildren. Owen, who's 5.
Hi.
And Charlotte, who's 3.
Hi.
They're going to help us in the garden today. All right, you go on to your mom for a second, and Charlotte, we're going to plant a strawberry.
Okay.
You told me that you really like strawberries, so Grandma said, let's put some in our garden. Come over this way, Charlotte, and then kneel down there. Can you take this strawberry out of hold it by the bottom, because we don't want to hurt its neck. See, hold it by the bottom. There. And Grandma's going to make a hole just the right size, and I need you to put it in the hole. Awesome. Now help Grandma put the soil around. We need to make sure that the roots aren't exposed, that they're not out, because if the roots are out, the poor strawberry will die. One of the things that Charlotte likes is pretty pink flowers. Charlotte, let's go plant a Cosmo. It's a pretty pink flower. Would you like to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Look at that. Do you see those roots in there? Yeah. Look at that. It's going to grow bigger and bigger because we're putting it in the soil now. So we're going to put it way down in there. And can you help Grandma push the soil in, please, to cover up those roots? Oh, look at that. Okay, pat it down good. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Charlotte. Good job. Owen's ready to plant some pumpkins in our teepee. One of the really neat things that you can do is create a teepee in your garden or a taller structure that you can grow a vine plant on. So I talked to Owen about this, and we decided the best thing would be little Jack be Little pumpkins. There are mini pumpkins. So Owen, we're going to need to be planting these seeds, but first we need to look on the seed packet and see what it says about the right time of the year. So these
get all dirty.
I know, it's fine. That's what the garden is about. So if you look on the seed packet, it says that you can plant these seeds from late February till July. So we're good, okay? So we know that's the right time of the year, and here's our little seeds. So what I would like you to do, Owen, is make little holes about an inch deep. Let me show you on your finger. That's about an inch up to here. Okay, so make a little hole right there, and then I want you to take the seed and put it in and push it in, and it has to go a little further, just a little further. Yeah, now cover it up. Yeah. Okay, now we're going to make another one right there. Can you make another one? So I'm trying to make sure that Owen is really a part of this growing. That he knows that he planted those seeds. He's 5 years old, and he's certainly old enough to do that. Can we plant some more over here?
Okay.
Okay, put it in there. Very good. Make sure that it's covered up nicely. I think we can get another one over there, so we can have two for each one of these sections. No, how about right here? Because we want two to grow, one here and one there. Here's another seed. Okay. So Owen is going to plant seeds all around the base of this, and then these seeds are going to be growing and vining all the way up, and we're going to have wonderful little pumpkins hanging from this teepee. And a really fun part about it is that the children can come into this little teepee later on, and this can be a little area that they can play. So Owen, we get to do something really fun today. We get to harvest. Yes, these beets are ready to be harvested, and I need you to pull them out.
Okay.
Can you do that? Yes, that's right. Go from the base Oh my gosh, it takes a lot of muscles. Yay! Awesome, awesome. Look at that great beet. Have you had beets ever to eat? Yes, we can cook that. Yeah, we can make something really tasty with it. Would you like to get the other one?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it. You can climb in there. Yes, yay, show them. Yay. So the icing on the cake in your garden is to let the children put something fun, something colorful. They can make it or you can get something. So today I brought, for Owen, a dragonfly, and for Charlotte, a butterfly. And they get to put them in their garden wherever they want. Usually you want to do something really nice and colorful and that's exciting to them. And so we're going to let them put it. So Owen, you go ahead and put your dragonfly where you'd like to put it. All right, looks like he's going for the watermelon. Yay. Okay, Charlotte, it's your turn. Where do you want to put your butterfly? By your flower? Yeah, okay, let's go. You walk over to your flower over here. Well, this flower over here. All right, good job. Now all we have to do is wait for this wonderful garden to grow. We're going to have to be watering it, and we're going to watch it, make sure it doesn't get any weeds, because if it gets weeds, then we're going to have to take them out, right? Because we don't want the weeds in our pretty garden. So we're going to be taking out the weeds, and the garden is going to grow and grow, and we're going to make sure if there's a strawberry, that we're going to be able to come and eat it in our own garden, right?
Right.
And when the tomatoes grow, we're going to be getting tomatoes. So we'll be coming out to Grandma's children's garden quite a bit, won't we?
Right.
All right, we'll see you next time at harvest time.